The number of heroin and opioid overdoses continues to increase in central New York. According to the latest figures from the Onondaga County Medical Examiner's Office, there have been 30 overdose deaths in Onondaga County in 2016. That's compared with 52 in all of last year. The opioid epidemic is also starting to affect some of the agencies that deal with people addicted to heroin. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Will Murtaugh, the director of ACR Health in Syracuse, got involved with the agency 23 years ago. At that time, there was no cure for AIDS, so volunteers and workers would be dealing with the death of clients on a regular basis. He says it's happening again, this time because of heroin and other opioid overdoses.
It's frightening to me. It really is. And people are just disappearing.
And not just clients. Last week, an employee of the agency relapsed and died of an overdose.
We've lost peers that volunteer and try to reach out to people to get them involved, to get them in the treatment. We've lost peers to overdosing. We're losing our friends, our families, our neighbors, our coworkers. It's something that the community as a whole has to address.
ACR Health is on the front line of the heroin epidemic in central and northern New York, offering a syringe exchange program for users and training for Narcan, a drug that can halt an overdose. Murtaugh says one of the biggest dangers leading to many of these deaths is the stigma attached to opioid use. He says that forces many users to take the drug alone, so there's no one to administer Narcan or get them to emergency treatment in the instance of an overdose. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.